Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Sonia Lyubomirsky's The Myths of Happiness. Sophie, I have to ask, before we got into this book, did you have any pet beliefs about what would make you happy that turn out to be total fiction?
Oh, absolutely. I think I believed for a long time that if I could just get the perfect job, you know, the one with meaning and a good salary, I'd be set. And Lyubomirsky basically says, nope, that's a myth. She spends the whole book dismantling these common assumptions we have about happiness, and it's honestly kind of freeing.
It really is. The book opens with this idea that we're all terrible at predicting what will make us happy. There's this term she uses, effective forecasting, and basically we overestimate the emotional impact of everything.
Right, that's the impact bias. We think a promotion will make us euphoric for years, and a breakup will devastate us forever. But in reality, the emotional intensity fades much faster than we expect.
And that's because of two things, hedonic adaptation and what she calls the psychological immune system. We get used to new circumstances, good or bad, and our mind unconsciously rationalizes negative events. So that new car, after a few months, it's just a car.
Exactly. And one of the biggest myths she tackles is marriage. We're told that finding the one is the ultimate happiness solution. But Lyubomirsky says the honeymoon effect is real, but temporary. Within a few years, most couples return to their pre-marriage happiness baseline.
That sounds depressing, but she's not anti-marriage. She's anti-myth. The real key is actively maintaining the connection through gratitude and shared experiences, not just expecting the ring to fix everything.
And then she goes after parenthood, which is almost taboo to question. She cites research showing marital satisfaction often drops sharply after the first child and doesn't recover until the kids leave home. The daily grind, sleep deprivation, financial strain, loss of freedom, it's real.
Yeah, but she's not saying don't have kids. She's saying manage your expectations. Savor the positive moments, be present, and know that the hard parts are normal. That alone can lift a huge weight off parents who feel guilty for not being blissful 24/7.
Right. And then there's money. We all think more money equals more happiness. Lyubomirsky confirms that money does buy happiness, but only up to the point where your basic needs are met. After that, the correlation gets really weak.
Because of the hedonic treadmill, you get a raise, you adjust, and then you want the next one. She suggests spending money on experiences instead of stuff, travel, concerts, learning a new skill. Those become part of who you are.
And spending on others, giving gifts or donating to charity boosts happiness more than spending on yourself. That's a huge finding.
Another myth that really got me was about aging. Our culture is obsessed with staying young. But Lyubomirsky presents research showing that older adults are often happier than younger ones. They have greater emotional stability, less stress, and a deeper sense of contentment.
That's the positivity effect. Older people naturally pay more attention to positive information and remember negative events less vividly. Plus, they've developed better coping skills. So the myth of miserable aging is just wrong.
And then there's the big one. The arrival fallacy. The belief that once you arrive at some perfect destination, the right city, the right body, the right amount of leisure time, you'll be happy forever. But that's a recipe for perpetual dissatisfaction.
Because we adapt and we just set new goals. The only way off that treadmill is to shift focus from outcomes to the process. Find happiness in the ordinary, imperfect moments. Cultivate gratitude. Savor positive experiences and engage in activities that give you flow and purpose.
She gives concrete strategies to combat hedonic adaptation. One is variety, introducing novelty and surprise into your life. Another is appreciation, actively reminding yourself of what you have by imagining its absence. That's where the three good things exercise comes in.
And she emphasizes social connection above almost everything else. Humans are social creatures. The quality of our relationships is one of the strongest predictors of happiness. We often sacrifice relationships for career or money, but that's a tragic mistake.
She also tackles the myth that we should always be happy, that negative emotions are problems to be eliminated. But Lia Bomirsky says they're essential. Sadness signals a need for reflection. Anger can motivate change. Anxiety warns of danger. The goal isn't constant happiness. It's a full range of emotions.
Acceptance is key. Acknowledge negative feelings without judgment. Let them pass. That's emotional intelligence, not failure.
Finally, she emphasizes intentional activity. A big chunk of our happiness is within our control. Through practicing optimism, savoring, committing to meaningful goals, and nurturing relationships. But it takes regular practice and variety to avoid adaptation.
The one thing I'm taking away is that happiness isn't a destination you arrive at. It's something you build moment by moment through your choices and attention. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
That's it. Stop chasing the mirage and start seeing the happiness that's already there. Sophie, always a pleasure.
Same here. The real secret is not to find happiness, but to create it. We'll see you in the next one.